Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 10th of March 2026. Today's topic is Faithfulness in Little Things. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 23. Verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. Verse 23. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Key verse, Matthew 25 verse 23. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Tony was appointed the assistant class captain by MRS Dorothy. The position made him develop a sense of responsibility he never thought he had. He was always on time to school, completed his duties early without grumbling, was always willing to help out when needed, and showed a high level of respect to his teachers and fellow students. It was therefore not too surprising when it was time to elect someone to be the senior prefect in the school. He got the position unopposed. Joseph was a very unique example who was elevated by God through his total dependence on God, and also by showing positive attitude and paying attention to details. He was faithful in whatever was committed into his hands, both at Potiphar's house and then in the prison. Your small deeds of kindness may go unnoticed by others, but God sees them. Instead of Joseph giving in to self-pity, he focused on the needs of others. He was quick to notice the sad countenance of both the butler and the baker, Pharaoh's servants, and willing to help out by giving them the interpretation to the dreams that troubled them. It was one of them who eventually recommended Joseph to Pharaoh, thus giving him the opportunity of becoming a prime minister. God requires faithfulness in anything he has committed into our care. He will always reward those who serve him faithfully. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, please help me to be faithful in all areas of service unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.